Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Nice bumper music there, Bri. Liking a little bit of rock and roll to get our Easter weekend going. If you're just tuning in, get your feet on the floor, get out of bed.
Oh, and, you scared me there.
And get out in your backyard and create a little grill envy this weekend. It's supposed to be a beautiful weekend. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
What's cooking right now is a little Dark Horse Reserve Special Black Ale that I picked up at Siciliano's Market in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And no matter where you live, you got to find that beer purveyor that has the wonderful selection of microbrews. When I go out to the East Coast, there's a store in New Jersey that's kind of close to Philly that is it's probably one of the best beer stores in the country. Well, Siciliano's is the same way.
Right.
And I found one in Milwaukee that was the same way. What a delight. But so to get all these great beers, you know, you've got to have a brewery. And we have a brewery in Michigan called Dark Horse. And Jop and I go to an event they have every year, and it's coming up quick. So, Jop, I thought we might reach out to one of those fellas down there and get the skinny on what's going on at Dark Horse.
That's great. So now live on the live line. Sorry, already had my first Dark Horse. You can tell is Alan Hilliker. Alan from Dark Horse. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
Hey, we're good. Thanks for making time for us. So, for the listeners that don't know, tell us a little bit about Dark Horse.
Dark Horse is a family-owned and operated brewery here in southern Michigan, in Marshall, Michigan. And, man, we are really starting to really try and broaden our horizons here with our selections and try and be rounded like what you were speaking of earlier. Just try and have something, you know, that appeals to just about everybody now.
Well, Alan Hilliker is the operations director for the tap operations down there, and he's putting on an event next weekend that Jop and I have gone to several years in a row that is a crazy fun barbecue. But I can tell you, Alan, that when we started this show about 6-7 years ago, we did our first Winter Beer Fest, and one thing we noticed is that at the Winter Beer Festival, the line in front of Dark Horse was the longest, with all the great breweries in the Midwest, the line in front of Dark Horse was the longest at the entire event. You remember that, Jop?
I do. I remember it distinctly.
We're like, what's going on with that place?
Yeah, we got to get to know these guys. Exactly.
It's pretty normal for us, actually. It's pretty awesome because, like, I think that the public really knows that, like, we know how to throw a party. And when we go to Brewfest, that's, you know, we try and bring that there, too.
Well, I'm going to open up a double Crooked Tree right now. I've never had one of these. So
that's what I'm drinking right now, too.
Is that right?
Fancy that, would you? So, Alan, tell us, you guys got a real strong following, and it's because of the unique beers that you make. You're not just doing the standard IPA with the common hops that everybody does. You guys are taking it to the next level, and it's almost I don't want to say cult following because that has a negative connotation. It's not that at all. It's just a strong
following. It is a cult following.
Yeah, but it's a strong following. And so if we're going to drink a little of this and you're drinking it, tell us about this beer we just opened.
The Double Crooked Tree, that's actually a true double version of our Crooked Tree IPA. So it's double everything but water. And it's really, instead of having the big pronounced hop bitterness and stuff, it turns into more of a malty sweetness.
Oh, is that beautiful? Wow.
And it's like tangerine and orange flavors in there.
So for people that say they don't like IPAs, they'd have to taste this beer because it does not make you pucker at all.
Not even close. No, that's one of the things like where, you know, it registers high on the IBUs, but it doesn't really necessarily reflect that in flavor.
And that's the maltiness.
Yeah.
Well, and it's also a 12% ABV.
Uh-oh.
So
yeah,
this is not your session beer. This is sit down and have one of these and just enjoy the flavor.
I disagree. I think it's going to be a fantastic session.
Yeah, right.
Well, they have a head brewer, Mr. Brian Wiggs, I recall.
Oh, yeah.
Who seems to really know his stuff. And that could be part of the reason you guys are so successful.
Well, we're talking about different beers. We're releasing a beer especially on the smoke-off day. So next Saturday, the 22nd, we're releasing Smeech. It's a new beer. It's a smoked wheat ale with smoked peaches. about 8% alcohol. I'm really super excited to see that. It's a brewery release, so definitely going to want to come down and get some of that.
Well, you're being heard in several parts of the country, actually all around the world, if with all the streaming we have going on. Tell people where Marshall, Michigan is.
We're about an hour straight south of Lansing on 69, or about 30 minutes north of the Indiana border, right on 94 in between Chicago and Detroit.
Yeah, so if you're on Interstate 94, you're halfway between Detroit and Chicago. It's a no-brainer. There's lots of big hotels in that town. It's a really cool town. They've got some. It's very historic, but this brewery will fool you, because when you first pull up, you don't really see the depth of it. But the depth of the line of products that they make is incredible. So you have this big barbecue event next weekend, and it is one of the funnest things I can ever advise anybody to go to. Tell us what to do if we want to go.
Show up on the 22nd with either $10 or 10 canned goods, because this is actually, so this is a big barbecue competition, but all the benefits, all of the proceeds benefits Marshall Area Community Services. It's a local food bank. So last year we ended up donating about $20,000 from this event.
Wow.
You know, that's the cool thing, Alan, is that you guys are running a business there, but you're always so cognizant of what's going on in the community and trying to be a good citizen. So now I'm going to say this barbecue is sold out, correct?
Well,
as far as competitors go.
The competitors are sold out, yes.
Okay. You got room for one more team, maybe? Yeah. Now I'm putting you on the spot that if the grilling guys rolled in, could you wedge us in there? I don't necessarily want to compete, but I might too. You never know.
No.
We got all the closed the registration about a week ago.
Yeah. Don't let him pander to you on the air. That's total Bravo Sierra.
Get all the food and everything ordered and get us time to prep, because we are probably looking at, you know, I'm sure we'll get somewhere around 800 or 1,000 people come through that day.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
We just want to show up and have fun with all your people there. That's the better part. I don't feel like working next weekend, Jop.
All right.
I'm looking forward to it.
You're going to have to come and flag me down, and we'll have a beer then, too.
That sounds good.
Plan.
We have lots of old friends that'll show up to that, and I need to pay back some cigars. I know that.
Yeah. Good day for that, because this is an outdoor festival, right?
It is.
Yeah.
We'll have the tap room open, but as you can imagine, it'll be pretty busy.
Sure.
But we have a huge garden, and we fence off the parking lot and really blow it out.
Yeah, I'll never forget this. One of the first times that we were down there, there was a guy that brought in an appliance box. It was like the box from his new dishwasher or something that he just got, and he made a grill, a two-tier grill, and he took second place in the whole deal.
He lined it with aluminum foil.
Right, yeah. I was like, okay, there's a grilling guy right there, man. So you see all things. Yeah.
You'll see all sorts of contraptions, all sorts of different things people are grilling out with. That's the thing. I mean, it's a competition, but all in all, everybody is coming down here to support the community and actually support us through our community, which is cool.
And they're coming down because you have a really good beer. Let's face it.
I mean, we serve them good beer, and then, we help out Marshall, and people come and have a good time, get rid of the winter blues a little bit.
Well, what I recall is you have the absolutely coolest mugs in the beer industry nationwide. It's again, I'm not pandering. I'm just saying,
shout out to Rad.
For a place like Marshall, Michigan,
yeah.
That's not a lot of people don't know where Marshall is, Michigan. And for a place like that, I mean, you actually had your own TV show on like the History Channel or something, the Food Network. And I mean,
we're in history for a season.
Yeah. I mean, it's a crazy place. And when you go there, you'll understand why around the country so many people understand what Dark Horse is. But Alan Hilliker, Operations Director, Dark Horse Brewery, next weekend we are going to do our very best to get down there and spend a couple hours with you guys and walk around and have some fun and drink that great beer.
Come and hang out. I'll be doing all sorts of things. Definitely flag me down, and we'll have a couple of beers or something here.
Sounds
okay,
good, Alan.
You give our best to Mr. Wiggs as well.
Will do.
Okay. Thanks so much. Okay, that's Dark Horse Brewing, Marshall, Michigan. This big barbecue event, it's a fundraiser. They do it every year. I just, I'm so excited at the thought that we might actually go down there. We've missed it a couple of years, so
right. It is a lot of fun.
It's time.
And if you're somewhere in Michigan and you're listening to this, it's a great little road trip down there. They got plenty of room for everybody. It's a good time. But coming up next, Barbecue Bob, we're going to have to try to get to that perfect ham because it is Easter, and we've got some potato hash and a couple other things. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.